Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Good morning, Bucknoters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Monday, June 17th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by Bill Bank Green. Bank, we got a lot to talk about today as far as recruiting. Let's get right into it with the latest commitment for the Buckeyes. Ty Hamilton committed to the Buckeyes yesterday, three-star defensive lineman from Pickerington Central. Devon Hamilton's younger brother. Ty Hamilton can be a strong side defensive end or a three-tech D tackle. Your thoughts on this one, Bank, and did you see this one coming?
No, I never did, really. You know, once they offered him, you know, you had to figure that he was going to be in this class. I didn't think that he would have gotten a Jaheim Thomas-type offer where it's kind of an offer, but you better get your butt into camp and you better be really good. I didn't think that was really the case here, you know, with a son of a player or a brother of a player. You know, it didn't surprise me that they ended up taking him. It did surprise me that they offered him, but they know him. They know him better than any school in the country would know Ty Hamilton. So they know what the kid's all about. Good, solid three-star kid. Okay, is the best way to describe him. And Clemson and Ohio State have won national championships with kids just like him. You know, he's a grinder, hard worker. You know, wouldn't have the ceiling of, you know, Joey or Nick Bosa. But yet there's not a low floor with this kid at all. At worst, let's assume the worst for Ty Hamilton, this kid's going to bust his butt every day in the weight room, on the practice field. You know, he's versatile, so he can play inside or outside. Now, if he doesn't end up playing at Ohio State, then we're going to end up calling him a tweener. So, but we're going to stick with versatile right now. But I think they know Ty. They know what they're getting there. You know, he's not Teron Vincent. He's not Tommy Togai, but – you know, we've seen people come to Ohio State and beat out higher-ranked kids. It happens all the time. So Ty's going to outwork people. I will tell you that right now. I saw this kid a couple of years ago, and I bet he was 200 pounds. And he's not 200 now. He's 250, and he looks good. So it's just a question of overall talent. So he's going to have to be an overachiever, outwork people, out-hustle people, out-scrap people to get playing time, you know, on this D line. But I wouldn't bet against this kid.
Yeah, and Devon was only a three-star coming out, and I think he was like the lowest-rated kid in his class. Now, I know Devon's bigger than his younger brother, Ty, but who knows? Ty could have a growth spurt, could grow a couple inches, and as you mentioned, he's already filled out quite a bit. I think that has to help him here. Not only is he Devon's younger brother, but Devon was also – it wasn't like Devon was like a four- or five-star kid. He was a three-star kid as well.
No.
He's worked out quite well.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was ranked correctly as a three-star kid. There's some sort of stigma now that has evolved over the past 4 or 5 years with a quote unquote three-star kid, which some people take to mean that the guy should be, you know, walking on at Toledo. That is just not the case. I mean, you need to go back and look at some of the schools other than Alabama, take them out of the equation, but look at every other school in America, and their classes have three stars every year. I mean, Clemson built their program on three-star kids. Yeah, you love Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence, but that's just two guys, you know. So the bottom line for me is they know him, you know what I mean? And this is not like he's Archie Griffin's little brother. This is Devon Hamilton's little brother. They didn't have to offer Ty, okay? There was no reason to offer Ty other than Larry Johnson likes him and Larry Johnson wants him. And like I've written a lot, just my opinion, just one guy. But my opinion is there are coaches that have earned a lot of rope. And when they do something that you want to question, you think, well, maybe I shouldn't be questioning this guy. And I think Larry Johnson fits in that category. You know, we're going to ride with Larry Johnson. You got to look at his track record. And it's one of filled with successes. So you ride with Larry Johnson on this one.
100%. I agree with you 100% on that. I mean, if Larry Johnson hasn't earned the benefit of the doubt, I don't know who has. And dare I say, Ryan Day, even though he hasn't really coached a game yet, I know he had the three games last year, I'm pretty much to the Ryan Day has earned the benefit of the doubt till proven otherwise. I'm in that camp right now. I just like the way recruiting's going. Let's pivot and talk about running back recruiting. Bijan Robinson had his official visit, the five-star running back. He said he told Bill Kerlick he loved it during his official visit at Ohio State. Obviously, Kendall Milton's still in the mix. What do you hear about Robinson and Milton? Do you think one of those will be Buckeyes? And if you had to pick, who will be a Buckeye?
I do think they're going to get one for sure. And I think they put themselves in the game for Bijan Robinson. The question for him is probably going to be distance from home. And is he going to be able to overcome that? And can Ohio State overcome that? I think they're in that game. I think they're solidly in that game. It will not surprise me if they get him. I think that they're in better shape with Milton, but you know, you got to go against the sharks of college football world when you're trying to land Kendall Milton right now. So you got some big time visits you're trying to outlast and wait through, you know, and the way I looked at Milton was, you know, that Tony Alford, you know, shot a 67 at the Masters and he's in the clubhouse. And now you're waiting to see if Alabama, Georgia, LSU, if those guys can shoot 65 and beat you. I think Ohio State was clearly the leader in the clubhouse for Milton when he walked off campus. Now you just got to withstand the onslaught from, you know, some of the greatest recruiters in college football. So we'll see. I think they're going to get one of those two. My guess would be that it's Milton, but it won't shock me if Bijan Robinson commits to Ohio State. They put themselves in great position for both kids, and that's what you ask for.
Yeah, that's great news. If they can land one of those five-star kids, that'd be great for the Buckeyes, obviously. And then I want to ask you about the two Ohio running backs as well. Presuming Michael Drennan's a running back and not an H-back, but Diamante Treanum and Michael Drennan, do you think they'll both be Buckeyes? Think one of them will be a Buckeye, and just who will that be?
Yeah, I think Drennan is a heck of a player, and I think he's a lot better player than people are giving him credit for. But I just think the fact that he wants to take all his visits, he wants to decide late. I mean, I just think that, you know, puts him in a tough spot at Ohio State, because before he gets around to making any type of decision, they're going to want to know what's happening with Bijan Robinson and Kendall Milton as their one, number one guy. Their two is clearly Treanum, and I think they're getting Treanum. And then you've got, what did they do then, you know, with taking the extra wide receiver, or you take an all-purpose back like Jalen Knighton, like the Corum kid that was there this weekend. So I just, you know, the Adams kid is coming in, is really good. I mean, I just don't think it's going to work out for Ohio State and Drennan. You know, now if Drennan would have committed or tried to commit in March, you know, would they have taken him? They probably would have. Now, I don't think so. So I think it's one of those things where you just look down the line in the fall, and if Drennan hasn't picked a school yet, and if Ohio State doesn't get Milton, doesn't get Robinson, doesn't get Knighton, then they start look doubling back, and maybe it works out between Ohio State and Drennan. You know, Treanum, I think, you know, Treanum has taken two official visits already out of his four. He's going to be at Ohio State, I think, today. I think his official visit starts today or tomorrow. Then he goes right to Penn State the end of this week, and then he's going to make his decision real soon after that. He's already visited Arizona State, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's out. They have no chance. That's over. So you're really down to three there. It's Arizona State, Ohio State, Penn State. I mean, I have Ohio State as an overwhelming favorite here, but I don't have any padlock on this one. This is not Joe Royer, where Joe Royer's got his room picked out, the books are ready to go, and his meal, the meal plan's ready, you know, probably got hangers with some clothes in the closet already. This is not the case with Treanum. I'm telling you, Arizona State blew him away. His mother was with him. She loved it. So I've got an eye on Arizona State here. Penn State is a place he's been to four or five times. So he knows Penn State. Ohio State's a place he's been to 100 times. He knows Ohio State. So I don't know what these next two official visits, I don't really know what they're going to do to impact his recruitment. My guess is he probably knows right now where he's going to go. And my history in this stuff is once you set a date, you know where you're going, or you wouldn't set a date. And he has said consistently that he's going to make his decision at the opening, which is coming up here in another week or so. So I think Trey and him, I think if someone really pressed him and put bamboo shoots under his fingernails, I think he would tell you that he knows where he's going right now. I think it's Ohio State. I'm not sitting here and telling you it's Ohio State, like I can with Joe Royer. So we're going to wait and see what happens there.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. And I was going to ask you next, who do you have on commit watch right now for the next couple of weeks? I would guess Diamante would be one of them. But who are some guys that could commit to the Buckeyes, not will commit, but could commit to the Buckeyes over the next couple of weeks, Bank?
I mean, there's a whole crowd of those guys. I mean, they're trying to lock down Mookie Cooper. I don't know that will happen soon. Milton, I think, could decide real soon. Joe Royer's in. He's already decided. An interesting sidelight there will be, I think they're in great shape for Cam Large, the tight end from the East in Massachusetts. But there's a school of thought that Wisconsin is truly the leader there, not Ohio State. Now, if he would, not come to Ohio State, say he would commit to Wisconsin in the next week or two, would they double back on Luke Lachey? He took an official to Iowa last weekend. He's got an official coming to Michigan State. I think Luke wants to make his decision pretty soon too. So that's going to be an interesting deal next week when Cam Large comes for his official. Do they squeeze Cam Large and say, look, we need an answer today, because if you're not in, then we're going to go get Luke Lachey. So that's something that I'm really going to be watching over the next, week or 10 days. But to get back to the possible commitments, Darian Henry, that's coming at some point. I don't know when. I don't think it's going to be too much longer. Mitchell Melton, I think, is right there, ready to go. Port Williams, I think, is ready to go. Clark Phillips is ready to go. These are all the names that, these guys are – it's coming. It's coming soon.
And I want to ask you, you mentioned that Trey Annum's looking at Penn State. What in the world is going on at Penn State? I know that things can change in recruiting fast. If they have a good stretch, they can get right back, get their momentum back. But my goodness, they've lost three commitments, one to Penn State or one to Ohio State over the last, couple weeks, and had a bunch of kids transfer after the season. Are you hearing anything's going on with Franklin, or is this just a bad stretch for them?
I think it's just a bad stretch, because I've done some digging on this. I know Brian Doan has done some digging on this. There's nothing that I've been told, that is like a smoking gun, like, oh, my God, this is going on. There's nothing that I know of, and Doan said the same thing. It's a bad stretch, though. There is no way to spin this, It's got my attention, but I can't tell you that, everybody knows, like last year, when everybody was – Urban's leaving, and that took its toll on Ohio State, believe me. Well, there's none of that going on right now. There's nothing out there that, Franklin's looking for another job. Franklin's about to get fired. I don't know. I think it's a bad stretch. A lot of schools have gone through this, and we'll see. But they got to get this turned around now. It's not the end of the world. It's not earth-shattering. But if it continues, then it becomes earth shattering. So they got to get this thing stopped now and get this thing turned around. But I have nothing that I could point to say this is why things are going wrong there. I have nothing.
Very interesting stuff. Great talking to you as always. Bill Bank Green always brings the goods. Really appreciate it, Bank. And appreciate all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear the Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.